If you went to town and you wanted to borrow a book, where would you go?
What, a library?
And if you wanted to spend the night?
Hotel.
And if you wanted to see a movie?
Theater.
If you went to the hospital, the doctor would take care of you and the...
In the hospital.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to catch a train?
Go to the depot.
If you wanted to catch a bus?
Bus station.
What is the county seat in this county?
Well, the courthouse.
Is that in Thomas?
No, it's in Rappahoe.
Oh, that's right.
It's just a little old town.
Uh-huh.
It's quite a story to that. We had quite a fight here in this county over that. Custer won it, Weatherford won, Clinton won it. And it come down to a showdown between Custer and Clinton. And then neither one got enough votes. Hmm. So we voted to leave it Rappahoe and build a big courthouse there.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Clinton should have had it, but they were so dirty about trying to get it that the people just fought it down. This is like a school fight or...
Yeah.
It's quite a deal. I was just a kid, and I'll tell you, they sure had it around there.
It's funny how mad you can get over some things, even though you know they're right, if the people go about them in an underhanded way. Yeah, I guess that's about the only reason Arapahoe has to be there.
Oh yeah, it went for Arapahoe now, there wouldn't be no Arapahoe, you see. But Clinton was clear to the far side and lived across the river, and back them days that river we couldn't get across it sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, which wouldn't amount to much.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of their talking points, you see. Okay.
Makes me think of Ponca City and Newkirk. Newkirk's another one of those little towns.
Oh.
I guess about 15 miles north of Ponca City. I don't know if they've had a fight, but it seems strange to see Newkirk up there with a courthouse, and there's just nothing there.
Well, that'd be the same Arapahoe then.
Where is the courthouse in Arapahoe?
Well, it's just north of the main part of town, which the main part is not much anymore. Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen a gas station.
Yeah, well, you can see the courthouse when you go down that highway. It's that one big building just to the east of you there, the only mm-hmm. one you can see that mounts anything.
Do they have grounds set off for that?
Well, yeah.
City block? Or?
Yeah, it's in the city. It's in a block, Chris Rigger. Courthouse block.
What do they call that, the place where the courthouse sits?
Well, the county seat, you mean?
Yeah, and then that block where it...
Well, it'll be the... courthouse block, I suppose.
What sort of transportation did they have in Oklahoma City, say, 30 years ago, public transportation?
Well, they had streetcars. I don't really had bus lines. I really had taxis then, mostly streetcars, I think.
Uh-huh.
And trains, of course, get in and out, but then just in the town and be the old streetcars.
It's a shame that they went. I used to like those things.
Yeah, it's fun to ride them old bucking things.
Yeah, clang and bang,
yeah.
Lurch. What do you call it if you walk, let's say you're going from this point to this point, instead of going down like this and then over here, if you go this way?
You cut across or go as a crow flies.
Uh-huh. To get back to this, if you're riding a bus or something and you get to the place where you want to leave, what do you tell the fella?
Well, you want off?
Uh-huh. And in the county seat, that's the seat of the county, what? That's where your county offices are?
Yeah, treasurer and all the things.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're there to.
Uh-huh. Gee, I was listening to the radio